Back now with Day to Day. Danica Patrick in the shower, a guy forced to work underneath the rear of a giant moose. Conan O'Brien prancing about in a red mesh vest. Either you know what I'm talking about, or you didn't watch the Super Bowl yesterday. Ads for the big game ran as high as $3 million for a 30-second spot. Here with his assessment of whether that money was well spent is our TV critic, Andrew Wallenstein. Thanks for coming in, Andrew.
Hi there.
So some listeners may not have seen the big game. I thought we'd give them a little taste of what they missed. Here was one of my favorite ads. It features three mob guys. They're sitting around having breakfast.
I got a feeling Benny talked.
You want me to take care of it?
I think it's time we let everyone know what happens to people.
So that sound is whipped cream that's being used to make silly faces on their pancakes. It's an ad for Denny's. They say they offer a serious breakfast. I thought the ad was hilarious. Andrew, what was some of your favorite stuff?
I would agree. That was definitely one of the better ads. Just that counterpoint of the gangster mentality and the whipped cream nozzle. I'm laughing just thinking about it. You know, the truth is, I can't say that there are any great ads. Nothing that was truly iconic. If I were to single out something else, William Shatner and Priceline, he does it to me every time, and they came out with another great ad where he was in a van outside a home doing a sort of a voiceover that was just unforgettable.
I can help, but you must say exactly what I say, exactly how I say it.
Honey,
I just got a great deal on a 4-star hotel at Priceline.
There's never been a better time to
name your own price.
Usually it's the beer ads that generate the most talk come Monday, and Anheuser-Busch, it seemed to be going more sentimental this year than hilarious, which has usually been its take. What was your review of the beer ads?
Another unmemorable year, really, for the beer ads. And the thing that really bothered me most was that Bud Light spot with Conan O'Brien.
I hear what you're saying. I just don't do commercials. It's not
He's actually thing. Sitting there with an advertising executive who's explained to him, look, do a commercial, but we'll only show it in Sweden. It won't show up in the U.S. And then, of course, it shows up in the U.S., and Conan gets really angry.
That wasn't me.
And it just bothers me when the advertising industry calls attention to itself in an ad. I don't think the average consumer really cares for that sort of meta-analysis on the part of Madison Avenue.
Of course, all these ads are incredibly expensive, and they come in the midst of an economy that's in serious turmoil. Based on the ads you saw, do you think it was worth it for them to spend that kind of money?
You know, there's a school of thought that suggests that it's during a recession or worse, that's the time where you really do have to do your advertising. And I thought we saw that really all the major companies were out in force. I mean, $3 million for 30 seconds is a lot, but I think you could be argued that it's really money well spent.
Andrew Wallenstein is Day to Day's TV critic and the deputy editor at The Hollywood Reporter. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.